It's a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bumble Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob yarn up strong. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your vehicle. I'm just driving it, you mob. So yarn up strong. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Noreen Young, our Professor for Indigenous Policy at the UTS Jambana Institute for Indigenous Education Research. The topic we're yarning about, First Nation workers still overlooked despite nationwide employment shortage. We catch up with Noreen on the line. Noreen, good morning. How are you?
Good, Trevor. I'm coming to you and acknowledging that I'm on Gadigal in what is now the inner city of Sydney, and I'm a descendant of the Eora from here.
Beautiful. Thank you, my sister. Beautiful footprint, and thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about First Nation workers still overlooked despite nationwide employment shortage. I think that racism would be up the top of the ladder with that statement.
Yes, and I think I've talked to you or this or you mob before about the research that we've done at Jambana, which is the Indigenous-led Policy Institute in the University of Technology, Sydney, and we called that research piece Gariyala, which was Speaking Truth, and no surprise to any of us, mob did report a high level of racism in that piece. And we're wanting to focus on that in what we hope is a new policy environment.
Well, and when you look at the nation in regards to unemployment or the so-called government agencies or private businesses screaming out for workers, there's plenty of work out there, you could say.
Yeah, there is. And I think we have to start being honest and putting it on the table why our people aren't being employed in those positions in a time of skills and labour shortages. And surely it's got to be something. And where we don't have any evidence about job seekers yet, we're about to find that out in a formal piece of research. But we know anecdotally that mobs say they don't get jobs because of racism. So we think that should be put on the table and we should start to talk about it as a community as well and try and make change.
My sister and we know as we got that black skin, we'd walk into a cafe even, if not a restaurant, employment interview, what have you. The look, the expression, the tone, we know straight away what it is, you know what I mean? And but we need to stamp it out. But I do have the qualifications.
Well, that's interesting from my perspective, Trevor, because as a Sydney person, I'm pretty light-skinned and take after the other side. So I've got light-passing privilege, but other people in my family don't.
Thank you.
It's a weird thing to be.
You see the other side of the coin, don't you, Noreen?
So to be part of a siblinghood, for example, and a familyhood where some people can have white passing privilege and some people don't is pretty wacky. So, yes, I'm totally aware of that happening, and we need, I think, to begin as a broader community. Our community, needs to be putting our research pieces and all of those things where we actually have evidence about this stuff and talking about it in the community more generally.
So, Noreen, with the Gariyala report, where do we go with this information and how do we make that building our foundation and stamping out racism?
So we've put together over the last month, and God love us and bless us, put together a symposium in a month, last Monday in Canberra, a First Nations Employment Alliance, which is Jambana, the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Reconciliation Australia and PricewaterhouseCoopers Indigenous Consulting. So it's a group of mob employment practitioners to put together Indigenous-led employment policy to guide us, to guide government, to guide corporates, to guide everyone in the little in the while ahead. And one of the things we're going to be focusing on is workplace racism and what we can do about that. We've put together a statement, Trevor, which you can find on the First Nations Workers Alliance, but we haven't got together as a group since last Monday to talk about the exact steps.
Well, beginning's half done and working towards that, but we are talking about a so-called another gap that we need to close, don't we?
Yes, we do. Another gap, right? Good that we're talking about it and we're putting it on the table on our terms.
And sorry, who's at the table regarding the Gariyala Resort report?
So the Gariyala report was originally done by Jumbunna, and which is Indigenous-led, and Diversity Council Australia, which isn't, but has Indigenous people selected structures. And but the reason we did it with them in the first instance is that they've got 1,000 members who are employers, and we wanted to influence them. In the next instance, when we formed the First Nations Employment Alliance, it's Jumbunna, Reconciliation Australia, the Australian Council of Trade Unions, and its Indigenous staff and officers and all their members, and in PwC's Indigenous Consulting.
Yeah, fantastic. And look, it's great to have a report done, but great to have right people at the table. And this is not just for this conversation. This should be forever and a day, so we completely stamp out racism in regard to employment in this country.
Hope so.
Success is best revenge too, my sister, you know what I mean? And like I said, we have very qualified black people out there in all industries. And if they've got the qualification, they should get the job, you know what I mean? And it's well, we are one, are we not? We live in a fantastic country, but we're still behind the eight ball in all facets, and especially with employment for black people.
Exactly. So a lot of work to do, but hopefully, you know, a bit of a new policy environment where we can put things on the table and talk about them.
Noreen, thank you so very much. Please do keep in touch, and always keep this vehicle in mind in regarding getting the conversation out there loud and proud, my sister.
Thank you, Trevor. Always an absolute pleasure, my brother.
You take care, sister. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
A beautiful yarn, Noreen Young, that's her name, and Professor of Indigenous Policy at the UTS Jabana Institute for Indigenous Education and Research. And the sad thing is, the topic there is First Nations workers still overlooked despite nationwide employment shortage. And leading the reason for that is racism, one of them, and that needs to be stamped out, of course. We're talking about stamping out racism in all facets, on the sporting field, well, also in the employment field. So, you know, there it is. Have you saying Yanup Strong, added to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah. My people, aboriginal people.
Yes, a very good morning, my people, my people. That's Chris Phillips here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You're yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text a brother, 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Let's look at the top stories in the news today. Ukraine's pitch to Australia, use our army as your guinea pig. It's not a life to live. It's ugly. How armed left Sydney's underworld behind. Trade reveals staggering $300,000 loss. A real life Squid Game horror spills over into Australia. At least 10 dead, 15 injured in Mass Canada stabbing attack. The super rich preppers planning to save themselves from the apocalypse. Other news here, Biden laid the trap Trump walked into. Ukraine's bid to retake Kherson unleashes worst hell of war. The barefoot investor, Scott Pape, how to choose a builder that won't go bust. Plenty of that happening at the moment. Why people love greed and how to dodge the trend if you hate it. Also, NRL heavyweights confirm mass exodus. We are in the finals. Also, Margaret Court lays into Serena Williams over Grand Slam record. Whoa, a Broncos $1 million elephant in room as finals disaster exposes dressing room divide. They're the headlines for today. Maybe you're on a yarn about football, AFL, NRL, and regarding finals. Now at the end of the business and regarding who's going to be picking up the trophies. So you can yarn about that or talk about what's happening in your area, mob, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416. 422-416.
The city lights are driving me so crazy. As I walk lonely streets of old Tamworth, how I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo a droning in the night, where corroborees are seen It makes me feel so lonely. For the gum trees and the taste of porcupine, I see my brothers, I see my sisters here in Tamworth, torn apart by government ways and city life. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo a droning in the night, where corroborees are seen by the firelight, where the white man's ways won't bother me
the streets, my people dropping like leaves. Better believe this grog and ganja come from trauma and grief. What's beneath, literally, we got too much pressure to measure. All the love from four communities gotta come back together. Anxiety and depression inside of me got me stresses. Sometimes in second guessing and fighting my self-expression. Now listen to the definition, what you're missing on this mission. We can lessen stress if we learn one simple lesson. Harmony in our community, unity for you and me. Education is really key. If it is the truth you see, we stream on screen, but we believe in dreaming. Like creeps and greenery. Don't be a scheming demon, we beam in peace in the scenery. Opportunity, strong community, gotta go make that change. Cause you can heal yourself, you can heal yourself from the pain. That shame, you can break that chain. You gotta lift your game, you gotta grab that mic, sing your song, till everybody shout your name. Which way? Karanda, Karanda, Karanda. Aye, we don't know if we're standing. We ain't no little pretenders. We be the proper contenders. Yep, we better check out our stances. We got all of them answers. Yep, we got them daily answers. Yo, way. Karanda, Karanda, Karanda.
Yeah, Two Deadly Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnin with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumma Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, Yarnin up strong, 1-800-422-416. If you're shy, you can text a brother, but don't act. We know you're mob not shy, but the number is 045-714-0550 for your mob want to text. Otherwise, you mob there. They've got them fast fingers there on the keyboard. BBM 987 FM is our Facebook page. Facebook, I say big face, sook book. Yarn up strong, you mob. Here in Daily Program, National Talk Black. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with two Daily brothers, Thomas E. Kelly. He's a choreographer, and I had a yarn with him a couple of months ago. He's in Cairns now because he said he was coming up here for the Car Rule Projects performing here in Cairns. We're going to talk to him about that. And he brought a bodyguard with him. That's Jindu. Well, he's a drummer. But then again, big boy ain't going to mess with him either. And a very good morning to you both, gentlemen. How are we?
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, good. I got my coffee now, so I'm ready to
there
go.
There you go, ready to go. Thank you. Thomas E. Kelly, before we start, brother, who you mob were you from?
So I'm a Minyabul Yugambeh man. We're also Radri, so I'm going down Minyabul Yugambeh, northern New South Wales, like Tweed Heads area, and then also this is the southern tip of the Gold Coast. And then Radri, central New South Wales, from a place called Lake Ejetico. This is my grandfather's country, and also Nivanwatu.
There you go, both sides of the border then, brother.
Both sides, I straddle it. Born on one side, live on the other side. So
quickly, let's talk state of origin. Where you sit there, brother?
Oh, no, I'm a Queenslander.
Yeah, got that Maroon shirt on. I'm going to ask you that question. I'll be putting you on silent here on cue. Over to you, Jindu. Jindu, you're a drummer, but who you mob were you from, brother?
Oh, yeah, my father's country is down in South Australia on the Great Australian Bight. Yes. Mernon country.
Yes.
And then mother's country is up in the Cape, run in Shelburne Bay, Wutati.
All right, beautiful. Thank you very much, brother. So, Thomas E. Kelly, over to you regarding Carrool Projects. So, tell us about your performance and your journey. You're travelling around here as well and being here in Cairns. One-night performance. But let's talk about... first, who's Thomas E. Kelly? Tell us about your journey as a dancer, my brother, choreographer.
Yeah, so I grew up doing traditional dance from a young age with my family back home. And then... same before, I've always been a bit of an attention seeker, always loved the spotlight, always wanted to tell stories.
Shy individual, not.
Always.
Not.
Always. Nah, it's not about me, you know. And then I kind of...
Put the light this way.
And then when I got to the end of high school, I went to NASDA.
Yes.
Did 4 years at NASDA.
Big shout out, NASDA. Big shout out.
Yeah, very important part of my life because that kind of, the time I wasn't sure where I was going. I was this 116 kilo front row footballer.
Oh.
And I was like, I want to do something. This is what I'm going to do. And then it just, that was it. I was never looking back. Graduated from there, hung around Sydney for the next 7 years and kind of, you know, danced with a bunch of different people, both my partner who was at NASDA, Tari Sainsbury, she was the year
your
below
partner,
me.
Tari? Tari Sainsbury?
She's a proud Ngalinjeri Noongar and Kaurna woman, so South Australian Adelaide
mom. Big shout out, sister. Is she not with us in the studio?
No, because she's at home with our baby.
There you go, one love.
Yeah.
Now, what boy or girl there, bro?
We've got a little baby girl, little Rui.
A little Rui. Yeah. Big shout out, Rui. How old's Rui?
15 months.
15 months. Yeah. All right. So and she's already
running the dance classes,
there you
that
go.
Kid is.
Beautiful.
But yeah,
so Tari performs as well. She's part of this Karul project.
Yeah. So after we were being independent, dancing around for a bit, we then made our own company, started making our own shows. I make stuff, she makes stuff, and we called it Karul, which means everything, because we'll use beautiful. Everything we need to use to tell whatever story needs to be told.
Beautiful.
And that kind of has led to here. So we're co-directors of the company. We're based down on the Gold Coast, on the southern tip of the Gold Coast in Coolangatta.
Mm-hmm.
And we made Silence. This is my show that's touring around, which is we just opened it with a season on country on the Gold Coast last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're up here kicking off with Cairns before beautiful. We start trekking down south.
So that's Sydney. Then you come to Cairns and you go down the east coast, is that right?
Yeah, next stop after this one is Rockhampton to present the show, but we're going to pit stop in Townsville and Mackay to do some engagements and workshops along the way.
Yeah.
And then we do Redlands, Logan, and then we top it off down there.
So you're showcasing a beautiful project here in regarding, Silence, is that right? That's the title? Silence by Karul Projects. So when you're performing, then you're doing workshops. Is the workshops open for auditions?
Well, they're not so much open for auditions, but they're open for engagement with the community, us to kind of like share. I only say not with for auditions just because we don't run on a full-time basis with the company. So that's something that we're working towards in the future because we're so young.
Yeah.
But what we're looking at is offering opportunities to learn and grow and to kind of become a communication point, you know. Mm. So if anyone wants to do more in dance or something, they can, having that relationship with us, they might be able to reach out to us. Or if they are wanting to do stuff, then maybe in the track when we remount the show, we can have people come and join us and they can learn the show as we're rehearsing it in the space instead of just, you know, instead of us just coming in and doing it and leaving, or we want to make sure that we come in and impart knowledge and share and make connections and contacts. So that's kind of more what it's
about. There's young eyes out there who are watching, if not engaged in regarding a workshop, they can then create a platform there for their future.
Yeah, absolutely. And it means that as we move on in the future, if they stay interested and they keep going through dance and stuff, maybe we're able to incorporate down the track kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've never really ran auditions before. So I don't mean it's like, not like we don't audition. It's just that's not kind of how we run. We kind of more about seeing who's in the community, who's around.
Well, you're at an infancy level in regarding business entity, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Go a mile, see a mile. But look, I'm picking up here the passion to dance. Yeah, the passion, a business entity as such, you know, engaging. We're talking culture as well. You know, and you can't be black on black.
No.
So that's fantastic, my brother. So, look, great, fantastic. So the Karul Project is taking Silence down the East Coast. So how long is this journey for in regarding the tour?
So by the time we get to do our Rockhampton show, we've been involved in the studio for 5 weeks.
Okay.
We have about 2 and a little bit weeks off of a pause, and then we kick off for another 3 and a bit weeks.
Yes.
And then we're looking at building a bigger national one next year that we're working on at the moment, but we're just trying to get through this kind of Queensland one.
Yeah.
But it's it's got some exciting times for Silence. It's an important story. You know, we're talking about the conversation of a treaty between First Nations Australia and Commonwealth Australia.
Beautiful.
You know, this conversation is always on the table, or you know, and government, different governments will push it off, and we're always putting it back on the table. So kind of that's what this show is about, talking about the relationship or the agreement that we can have between the two parties, or whatever it is, whether it's a treaty, whether it's something brand new that's never been created before with a new name.
Yes.
But, you know, so it's an important story. I might be biased, but I think it's an incredible piece of, you know, work that I've made. It's definitely...
Be biased, brother, be biased. But we were talking about using dance as the vehicle to have that conversation, you know. We are, as cultural people, song, dance, you know, is art. It's just another way of speaking for us.
Yeah. I mean, growing up doing traditional dance, like that's like cultural dance is powerful for me. You know, when mob hit the cut, you know, and they all hit a cut at the same time, and you see stillness across a group of mob that were doing their own kind of stuff. And then in that moment, I would always see both the physical and the ancestral spirits in the space performing. And I always, that's when I get my goosebumps.
Yeah.
And so, nothing gives me that kind of feeling than anything else. And I was like, well, how could I do any other job if this, like, this feeling of, like, you know,
exactly,
past, but also present,
like a person
and future.
Who may be a keynote speaker, or, you know, an activist, or I could be even a chairperson of an organization, to make a statement and then hold silence.
Mm. Yeah.
The message is delivered, so to speak. And that's what I'm picking up, what you just said there, Thomas E. So fantastic. Over you, Jindu. We're talking drummer. So not kicking your leg up in the air, but drummer. So how did this come about in regard to this project here, Silence?
Oh, I think just Thomas, like, hit me up on Instagram one day and then, yeah.
So you guys didn't know each other?
No, we didn't know each other before.
Yeah, sure, brother from another brother, let's hook up.
And we just hooked up and just said, oh, hey, you know, you need a drummer. Oh, yeah, sure, I'll come in.
So we talk drummers, what sort of drums are we talking here?
Yeah, like rock drums. I play rock drums.
Okay.
That's my go-to.
Yeah.
I come from a band, from the band called The Medics.
Medics?
That's my old band.
Big shout out, Medics, yep.
Yep, big medic. And so, yeah. Yeah, I hit the
drums. So paint that picture. So you're on stage with the drums, are you?
Yeah.
And the dancers are around you and in front of you and performing.
Yeah, I take what energy and I, you know, I hitting the drums, and it translates, I guess, with dancers really well, especially with, like, what Thomas was saying about the cut. And I feel that too with, like, traditional dance and stuff and in my family, and that is really, like, something that I respond to well. And
yeah, fantastic. So for you, Thomas, the idea or thought when approaching Jindu as a drummer to be part of it, that vision was to have a drummer there?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm talking about the conversation of the treaty and I talk about it, you know, constantly taken off and put back on, I'm like, sometimes it just feel like it's all just noise, it's all just white noise, you know, that's just, you know, as we're trying to do it and the government always just, you know, yarn and gunna all the time to you.
Yarn
promises.
And there it is.
Yeah, all the promises, and then it's taken away. And I was like, how can we do something like that? Something that can still be quite beautiful and magical, but then can also be a little bit, like, it's going to be loud, it's going to be, you know. And I was like, oh, well, drums, like, let's get some drums on. And so I had in Brisbane, because that's where we did our first development of it, I was contacting them, and like about four or five people were like, Jindu, you got to get this fella, Jindu, check Jindu out. So I just went on, Instagram, and I was like,
Jindu, your name out there, bro.
Hey, bro, do you want to come? Everyone's talking about you. Don't let them down. And then, this is it. He came on board. He was like, yeah, I'm open. And it's been a journey. Jindu doesn't just stay behind the drums. I did get bored of him behind the drums, so I made him come and dance in the piece as well. And I gave him a script and make him say some lines, and he sings some songs. So he's the ultimate performer in this show, Jindu is. Yeah.
Good on you. Well, it's all meant to be, you know. Prepare yourself for the opportunity. The opportunity will present itself. That's what I'm picking up here. Too Deadly. So you're performing here in Cairns this Wednesday night?
This Wednesday night.
To your local mob out there, go and check it out. And where are you performing?
We're performing at the Ballumajah Arts Centre.
Yes.
And also for all you local mob, we do have community prize tickets as well. Uh-huh. So if you jump on and you just put in Carroll's Mob, all capitals, KARULSMOB, it's going to bring the price right down for community prize tickets. Yeah, we want to make sure that mob can get there, and, like, you know, also, you know, we don't need it to break the bank, but
fantastic.
We just want mob to be here.
That's this Wednesday. What time kicking off?
7.
7 p.m. All right, there it is. Fantastic. So your local mob, there, check it out. And look, good yarning with you, Thomas E. Kelly. You can see the face behind the voice. We yarned a couple of months ago. Jindu, nice to meet you. And a big shout out to Tari as well.
Yeah.
And Bubba.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks.
To Dylan. We'll yarn soon, eh? All the best. Beautiful yarn there. So, if you want to shake booty, you're going to see the mob shake booty. Go check them out, Jumbledoo at 96 Abbott Street. It's on Wednesday night, 7 p.m., but go online and do check it out. Carul Projects, KARUL Projects, and Thomas E. Kelly, choreographer and performer, Too Deadly. Have you say yarn up song here, National Talk Back, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to brother Mitch Tambo, Heal. Murame yo lagi gala
당당하게 두름에 모을래 무름에 연락에 갈바리 분다게 Let the river flow again I can heal Love is round the bend I can feel Yulagi langa ngada miri Wanangi ani marmali malu Let the river flow again I can heal Love is round the bend I can feel Bug eye Born again
Yeah, beautiful track. Mitch Tambo, Heal is the name of that daily track. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, now the Upler Funeral Fun Update and the Mackay Indigenous Men's Group. We're going to talk to JT from Mackay, 105 FM, and just talk about his situation in regard to being, a customer to Upler Funeral after the demise of their company going down the gurgler. On the line, JT, good morning, brother. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Trevor, Jackie and Maddie and your dad there. And everybody from King.
We're all good, my brother. We're all good. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, JT?
Oh, yes, from Mackay here. My father's originally from Bardu. He had 23 of us. My mother's South Sea Island. My grandfather come from Malaysia, so I've got a bit of everything in me.
Mate. Yeah, fruit salad, my brother. Beautiful. Good to be yarning with you. Look, yarning you about some sorry stuff in regard to Upler Funeral Company, the fund company, that you invested money in for, you know, the day you leave us, you know. But that company went down to gurgler. You lost a lot of money. Where are you at with that situation, brother?
Well, at the moment, I talked to you last March, I think March the 23rd, it all went collapse, and then we found out we were having nothing. But since then, I think the business, what I read in the public notice and all that is a couple of statements that's come out, so there's a bit of, what would we say, a bit of hope, and that's, I got in touch with Uplus, so...
Have they communicated with you, or has the legal company...
Not yet. They've been too busy. Yeah. I'm still trying there, mate.
Sure, sure. Because I believe there may be funds being refunded, but you weren't... were you notified of anything as such?
Not at this stage. Not at this stage yet, Trevor. Because my sister and that, like, she's the attorney, or what they call a power attorney.
Yes.
But I'll keep trying, matey.
Yes. So tell the situation how you found out when they did collapse. Were you notified as such, or do you just read in the news?
I spent a bit of money over to my own funeral. Got that organised, $11,000.
Yeah.
And then I find out it has collapsed, and then I find out it collapsed last November. and then it claps early that week in March, and then the day after there's a second fund that claps.
Mm.
But people were still taking money out of their pay, you know.
Mm. Exactly, exactly.
Continue. Well, the trial, there's been a lot of things that water, but I hope that there's been a light in the end of the tunnel, buddy.
Mm. And at this stage, well, there's not, and you're just waiting, aren't you?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd probably have to go, like that old song, Under the Old Oak Tree, I'd bury me under the old oak tree.
You've got a beautiful attitude about it, JT.
Yeah, mate, you know, where on the corner of your house there, the tree there, bury me there, mate.
Yeah. Well, please do keep in touch, and prayers going out to you and to all customers of Upla Funeral Company that has, like I said, went down to Google it, and a lot of people have been damaged financially because of it. But look, thank you for the yarn. You stay strong, my brother, and we'll yarn soon, JT.
Okay, I just want to talk about Bubba means deadly. But we meet every Tuesday.
Okay. And, that's a Mackay Indigenous Men's Group?
Yeah, mate. This is a senior one.
Okay.
And it's led by Mr. Butch Lindwardock and sponsored by the Aches and all that, Mackay Aboriginal. But members grown by the numbers. The other day we had 3 hours of yarning, feed up, sing along.
Mm.
13 of us there. We had 7 instruments and even 7 amps plus 1 plus 2 ukulele. But we're going along strong.
Yeah, good.
And we're doing our new station. Hopefully, we'll be in there by. I've got to do a prison visit this week, but hopefully by Friday night I'll be able to, do our program from there.
Yeah.
This Certainly. Friday, but it's coming along all right. The radio station, but the Bummer, the old men's group. They've been invited to do a bit of landscaping. Who does it now is Kellyanne Curry and Nathan Niehau. They do the landscaping, and we'll just grow anything that needs to be grown, flowers, herbs or something.
So keep you all active, and it's a good circle where men can converse and lift each other up, brother.
Yeah, well, we don't mind the feed, mate. We have two big dampers there. We have seafood and... it's all good for our cholesterol.
Yeah, that's right.
Just keep building.
Not there for the yarn, just there for the food, Uncle. Not there for the yarn, just there for the food.
We had more instruments than the music shop, I think, there, mate.
That's beautiful, brother, that's beautiful.
But, I'm heading up that way, hopefully.
Well, drop in and see us, don't be stuck up.
What's that, buddy?
You drop in and see us if you're up this way. Don't be stuck up.
And to say big hi to everyone there. And, especially in Cairns, but also your listeners all around Australia. But before I go, can I just put in one little thing here?
Please.
My mate Reggie Saylor passed away as a bachelor in the Territory.
Yes.
We go back about 50 years. When we But I believe they're bringing his body back to Darnley Island on the 17th to be buried of September. My sister's up there, so I'll give her all the information for... because he married a local girl here into the Mill family, you know.
Okay.
Okay, brother,
sad.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to all your listeners.
And well, you aren't soon, JT, and thank you, my brother. And, prayers and thoughts going out to Reggie Saylor's family. Thank you very much, brother.
Yes, that's right. And they've been having a bachelor laundry for a long time, but 50-odd years ago, we were young blokes over in West Australia.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
You take care, my brother. All the best. Love to mob there, my 105 FM.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a new station next week.
To Delhi, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Delhi Yarn there, JT. He's one of the radio announcers there with Mackay 105 FM down there in Mackay, North Queensland. And he's also was a customer for Upla Group in regarding the funeral funds company that collapsed. And it affected a lot of families. And on July 25, this year, the federal government announced a program to provide payments to families of deceased Upla Group policyholders to meet unpaid Upla Group funeral fund claims until 30 November. So there's movement there regarding refunds, which is great to see. But Brother JT there wasn't contacted, so that's still up in the air. But still got a skip in his step and operating there with the Mackay Indigenous Men's Group as well. So being active. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black. About 6 minutes left on the program. Got the news coming up here very soon. Stay tuned, you mob. Here's Birds of Burning Southeast Desert Metal. Yeah, Beds Are Burning, that's Southeast Desert Metal, their version here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today, you mob. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that daily number, 1-800-422-416. 1 hour program, love delivering the show, you mob. And big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service.